The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, my name is Stuart Curtis. When I was at school at Exhall in Coventry, the bursar had a kite, which I found out later on was called a Girl Gibson kite. And these were box kites, about 3 foot tall, and they were put in the bottom of inflatable dinghies for aircrew. So if they were in a plane and they got shot down or ended up in the channel, in the bottom of the self-inflating dinghy was an aluminium tube that contained a kite, the fabric of which was bright yellow or orange. So they clipped these together, fly the kite, and the line they were flying it on was a metal antenna for the radio. So the rescue plane would fly over, see the kite, work out which way the wind's blowing, and then they could find the boat from there, pick up the aircrew. Anyway, left school and just bought loads of kites, the largest one of which I have at the moment has a wingspan of about 19 feet, and it's 9.5 foot tall. Unfortunately, I broke one of the sticks on it, and I can't get replacements. So flying a Morgan Mega Delta at the moment, which has a wingspan of about 13 feet. The 19-foot kite has actually got a pattern on it that looks like flames, so quite spectacular. The Morgan, it's multicoloured stripes, quite wide stripes, and at different angles as well. The kites themselves, although they're quite large and they have quite a significant lifting power, they're not really big enough to drag you away. And it's a single line kite, so you don't have to keep an eye on what the kite's doing. You can actually fly it by touch. You can tell when the line starts going slack, whether to pay out more line or wind it back in again. I like to fly things from my kites, so large flags. I've got a set of 8 foot by 5 foot flags. The Union flag, St. George, St. Andrew, the Welsh dragon, and the Red Hand of Ulster, all in the same size, and it can look quite spectacular on a nice windy day. I was flying a kite down in Bournemouth one year, and we found a 4 foot silver inflatable alien in one of the shops on the seafront. So we rigged it up so that the alien was actually standing on the sea, and we were about 100 feet away, so people couldn't work out how it was actually standing on the water, because the line needed was quite thin, and anyone who tried to get close to it, once they sort of got close to it, we just paid the line out, so it just jumped up in the air. I'm hoping to, between now and the new year, get hold of a second-hand Christmas tree, about 6 foot tall, attach some Christmas lights to it, battery-powered ones, and actually fly that from one of my kites up on Blackheath. I've flown Christmas lights before, but without a Christmas tree and that sort of thing, or chemical snap lights. And we've had people walk 2 or 3 miles to work out what the lights are in the sky. So probably responsible for 1 or 2 reportings of UFOs. I've lost a couple of kites where the lines have snapped, and the height that I'm sort of flying at, you don't really get a chance to retrieve them. It's just, well, it's different, and it's a nice day out, really. You know, you can go down to Whitstable or the coast. There's usually good places to fly kites on the coast, or Blackheath, quite high up. Generally, lots of nice, consistent wind. Yeah, can be quite fun.
I think we might have to get some pictures of Stuart's Christmas kite to share on our Twitter feed.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.